the best interview we possibly can. And the woman was just a jackass. She was a pain in the ass.
What is all this base humor?
She was
what on earth. God, hadn't we reached a higher level of cognizance than that? This is like Himalayan humor.
She attacked the KQRS morning show. We were nice enough to have her on, and she attacked us. So
she hated me the most.
The one thing we can say is this. You attack the KQ morning show on our air, you will get the big payback. The payback that we call the Chucker at Power 92.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Chucker.
Speaking.
Hi, this is Debbie. I have your interview with Shirley MacLaine.
Yes?
And I should be able to transfer you into her in just a moment. All right, Chuck, you're on with Shirley. No, wait a minute. You're on with Shirley.
Hello?
Hello, Shirley?
Hi. I'm ready.
The Power 92 Radio, and you chuck her up here in the plant. Right now, where are we calling you at?
I'm in Malibu, California.
And how are things? You got something in your mouth, ma'am?
Yeah, I was just eating something. But I'm okay. Go ahead. I can hear you.
And how are things in Holly Rock today?
And where?
We have the star of stage and screen, the old film legend herself, the one and only Shirley MacLaine. Welcome to the Playhouse.
Hi, how are you?
Well, good Lord, we haven't heard from you in some 40-odd years. What you been doing?
What do you mean, what have I been doing?
What have you been up to lately?
Well, I am talking to you about my book on Terry. That's what I've been on. I can't give you a rundown of my life. I mean...
Your book on Terry Bradshaw?
Hello?
Well, we all loved you as the footloose and fancy-free actress of the 60s. How did you get started in that?
How did I get started acting?
Exactly.
Well, I was a dancer and a singer on Broadway, and Alfred Hitchcock saw me and asked me to come to Hollywood.
Alfred Hitchcock. We just love him.
Yeah, he's very good.
Any chance we might be seeing some new stuff from old Alfred Hitchcock soon?
Well, I'll talk to him. He's been in heaven quite a while, but I'll speak to him later.
Speaking of being in heaven now, the old Jack Cassidy and, of course, your son David Cassidy, how'd that all come about?
You know, you think I'm Shirley Jones, but I'm not.
To come again? Hello?
You.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Chuck?
Yes, ma'am.
Chuck, this is an interview with Shirley MacLaine.
The film actress.
Of course. Miss MacLaine, are you with us? She may have hung up.
Oh, my.
She didn't hang up. She's still connected, but she may have stepped away.
Okay. Are you not in understanding of this interview, sir?
I think I am. Shirley MacLaine, the actress from The Turning Point?
Yes. However, you just mentioned something with Shirley Jones. She is not the wife of David Cassidy, nor was she ever, or his mother. This is actually an interview regarding her most recent book, Out on a Leash.
Yes, I have it right here.
Okay. Is that something that you'd like to finalize today with her, or shall we reschedule?
Oh, absolutely. Let's do it now.
Okay, well, let me see if we can get her back on the line with us.
Well, sorry about the confusion. I thought she was the mother on the Partridge Family.
No, not at all.
I'm out of here.
Miss MacLaine?
I'm out of here.
Why don't you plan to take a few minutes break, and we'll ring you back if you'll hang up.
Who?
This is from Miss MacLaine. This is Paula. I just want to free your line so that you can have a small break. Would that work for you?
Hello?
Miss MacLaine?
Hey, Shirley.
Paula, she hung up.
Okay. Chuck?
Yes?
Hi, this is Paula. We've actually run over on our time. I'm sorry, and we'll have to try and look. We'll look at our schedule to see if we can reschedule this interview.
With Shirley MacLaine?
Right. I'm so sorry. Thank you so much for your time today.
The old Shirley MacLaine from the Hot Lips on MASH?
No. And I'm going to hang up because we actually have a late-breaking situation. But thank you so much for this afternoon.
Bye.
Shirley MacLaine Stevenson? The 4077? Well, there she goes, the one and only world-famous, world-class lady herself. Big fan of the old bass humor. The one and only Shirley MacLaine Stevenson right up here at the Playhouse at Power 92 Radio.
See, ladies and gentlemen.
Shirley.
If you're an asshole on the KQ Morning Show, you are going to get paid back for it. That's all there is to it.
This is like Himalayan humor.
I'm so important and wonderful.
Wasn't that just great?
It was a late-breaking situation.
A late-breaking situation, otherwise I'd like to stay on the line with you.
That was the code orange, I believe, when they announced that. They had to go to Tom Ridge.
I just... This woman thinks she's so important and so smart and,
How many times she say, I'm out of here?
I am out of here.
Oh, but that... I love it when she gets mad.
God, she gets mad so easily.
Himalayan humor. I loved it.
This is the Himalayan humor.
Well, what is all this base humor? What on earth? God, haven't we reached a higher level of cognizance than that?
Can't thank you enough for all the time.
This is a woman who talks to ghosts and channels Alfred Hitchcock. But we're dildos.
Anything new from Alfred?
Can we expect something new in the next several months from Alfred Hitchcock?
Your people were panicking.
Yeah, they were.
Oh. Paula was pissed.
And we do apologize to them. We didn't mean to get them in the middle of it. It's just that she is such a jackass. She really deserved it. Thank you.